I'm Benzer, owner of Parish Dumpsters. Keep listening for more excellent living and engaging stories.
Welcome back, Zachary. We hope you enjoyed the episode with Luke Parks last week. This week, we've got another local entrepreneur, one that many of you know and love already. He's known simply as Benzer, and he was featured in the family issue of Porch and Parish this fall. We're going to talk family, business, and building a legacy in the Z today. I'm Mike Gennaro, publisher of Porch and Parish. We bring you the best of Zachary in the Development North region through candid conversations every Monday from our headquarters right here on High Street. This is Porch and Parish, the podcast. Stay tuned. This is going to be a fun episode. We'll be right back with the lightning round. Enjoying the family feature in the fall edition of Porch and Parish? Those were all made possible by sponsors like Godan Law Firm. Looking for help in a family law matter like adoption? Godan Law Group can help. Godan Law Group produces effective solutions efficiently. Each member of their team shares a professional mission to be on point in service and ethical duties. Being on point means being on top of things, on the ball, on schedule, ready to perform, to be excellent, and is the company's guiding principle. Godan Law Group consists of people who make a living by guiding, coaching, supporting, and leading clients in situations that are often very personal and sensitive, ones that forever mark a person's life. With so much at stake for their clients, they must be on point, and that's what they aim to be. Call Godan Law Group at 225-412-8. 048. That's 225-412-8048. We are back. This is the beginning of the lightning round. You are in the hot seat. Benzer, what is your most favorite recent vacation?
Recent vacation, I guess, would be Antigua.
Yeah.
Or Antigua. Yeah. How you pronounce it.
Yeah. So. That's good. How was it?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. It was good. Yeah, we went with Kyle and Christy Watson.
Yeah.
So
that's, we'll get into that. What is your favorite light beer?
Miller Lite.
For any high schoolers listening out there, you should wait till at least your
junior high.
21. Junior high. The school board doesn't have to approve this episode.
Now,
how did you get the double lot at Americana?
My wife. I'm going to just put that on her.
Right. Do you work out?
No.
All right. What is the most favorite truck you've ever had?
Probably my 94 Toyota Tacoma. First truck.
You had a 94 Toyota Tacoma as your first truck?
Uh-huh.
That's cool. I had a 1980 Celica, which sounds cool now, but it didn't feel cool back then. But it probably was. My dad still drives the same car that I was given, you know, because I'm spoiled in high school. Spoiled. He still drives it around.
I see.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to the family. Go for it.
Shout out to my
wife.
You
can remember all these people.
Lizzie Benzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been married 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
We just had our anniversary. Then we got Scout.
Mm-hmm.
She's our oldest. Mills. Then we have Mila and Ben, which is our two adopted ones.
Yeah.
And then the new one is Rebecca Ann. Call her Beck.
Yeah. So. Beautiful, man. And they're all healthy and happy, and it's just a really cool story that I want everybody, you know, to hear about it, you know, straight from the horse's mouth, because we all read about it in the fall family issue. Yeah. You like got me a little teared up, man. That'll happen sometimes, you know, make me watch Moana or something with the kids or read about a veteran. We're recording today on Veterans Day, so shout out to all the veterans. Thank you for your service. Past and present veterans, yeah. All right. Into the interview questions. This is kind of one of the coolest stories about you. There's this myth about you, right? This story that floats around that you were in a spelling bee. This is the way that I heard it. You're in a spelling bee, and you were asked to spell the word garbage, but you grew up in where?
Centerville.
Centerville. Okay.
I went to school in Centerville, grew up in Norwood.
Okay, so the way I heard it is we're in a school in Norwood at the high school spelling bee. And then you're asked to spell garbage and you spelled it G-O-R-B-I-T-C-H. Mm-mm. And you're kicked out of the spelling bee.
Yeah. So,
can you just clarify for your future generations that are going to hear the story what actually went down?
It was not a spelling bee.
Okay.
It was just in class. And I just, right. They said, spell garbage. And I I know how
Who asked you to spell garbage?
A good friend of mine.
And yes.
I just said, look, just sound it out. Spell it out, you know, spell it how it sounds out. And that's what I said.
Yeah.
So.
Why'd you do that? Like
a good laugh, put it that way.
Right. And you're always good, you know, for a good laugh. You're a good sport. A lot of times it's at your own expense, but you can also dish it. And you've found many ways to make me feel very short. So, which is cool. So, fast forward many years from there, and look who is the regional garbage entrepreneur, right?
That's a perfect story.
Exactly. So,
you start with something that was just a joke, and you end up, that's what you're doing for a living now.
Yeah. I'm going to get a little bit serious now. So, take us through how your business works, just whatever you share. Don't share anything proprietary, of course. You've really built this thing up. In a short amount of time, I see sometimes the kids are like riding with you in the truck and all, right? Because, I mean, you're dad of five now, right?
Yeah, they had a baby with me this morning who had a dumpster in Centerville, you know.
Yeah.
Lizzie wanted to kind of sleep. She got in pretty late last night, so she wanted to sleep this morning. So.
Okay, so how many dumpsters are you up to now, if you don't mind asking?
I'm up to 30 right now.
Holy cow, and you started with?
3.
Wow.
And I started a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
almost 2 years.
It's just because it's so easy, right? That you scaled it that quick, right?
Well, it was just like the demand for it.
I'm
like
just kidding.
Thing about it is, like, if you really want to turn it into something, you got the volume. You have to have the volume there to be able to get your swaps in.
Yeah.
You know, so if you only have just a couple, you're not going to make that much money, in my opinion.
Let's go back to the Exxon days.
I worked for Exxon for 9 years, and I was on shift work, and there's nothing wrong with shift work. Actually, me and Lizzie actually enjoyed it because, you know, we had our time apart and we had our time together, you know.
Yeah.
But the more, you know, as the kids got older, the more kids we have, it started to get a little, you know, a little hard on that fact. But it was more or less not knowing when I was going to get off.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be 3:30 in the afternoon, supposed to be off this weekend, and oh, by the way, you're forced for this weekend, and there's nothing I can
forced.
Do. Yeah,
that's always a good word in employment.
Yeah,
forced.
There's nothing.
That means you. It's good for you. You get overtime, but you have to take it.
Correct.
Got it.
So it got to be to where you was pretty much living out there, and sometimes that's what people like. They, don't get me wrong. It's very good money.
Yeah. Oh, I get jealous of the plant life all the time. Just being a, you know. Solo entrepreneur over here, it feels lonely sometimes, and the paychecks are not steady.
Right.
There's no insurance. It's just like, it's scary sometimes.
It really is. Yeah, but I've always been told, too, it's like, if you don't have that worry in the back of your mind, you're doing something wrong.
Oof.
So,
yeah.
It's working out so far, so good, so can't complain.
Yeah, yeah.
The big thing is I'm home every night with my kids. Mm-hmm. If something happens with the babysitter, she can't come. I can either stay at home or load them up with me.
You have ratchet straps on your golf cart for the child carriers.
Got two car seats on the back.
Two car seats. Yeah. It's awesome. All right, let's get into the details of how did you do this?
So I actually got into the dumpster business because we did a bunch of flip houses. And got a bunch of rental property and stuff like that. We did this one flip house, and it cost us an arm and a leg just in dumpster fees. I was like, well, look, can get these dumpsters. We can use them for ourselves, and when we're not using them, we can rent them out.
Yeah.
Well, that turned out to be, you know, we got the three, used one, and then the other three just stayed rented out. You know, so I was like, okay, we need more dumpsters. Well,
yeah.
The more I got, the more demanding it got and stuff like that, to where I was working and I was needing to be off on my off days just so I can run my dumpsters.
Yeah.
Or either if I was working nights, you know, getting up kind of early and go run a dumpster before I go to work that night.
Yeah.
And how I ended up leaving Exxon was my neighbor at the time was in HR. So I kind of confronted her and was like, hey, look, what do I need to do?
I remember. Yeah.
What's the
– Yeah.
Like the – protocol of doing it.
Right. Oh, see, you went to HR first.
Well, outside of work. So it was like off the record type
deal. It was. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because if you're not a salary employee, I wouldn't say you're a flight risk, I guess you say.
Yeah.
But they kind of don't allow 2 weeks notice for an hourly employee.
Okay.
So if you say, hey, look, I want to put my 2 weeks notice in, they said, okay,
give me a badge. Let's escort you now.
Well, then that's what they do.
Yeah.
So I asked her, and she's like, well, we only do that not unless, you know, you're a problem child or something like that.
So, okay.
Okay, well, I went ahead and did it. I put in my 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They were cool with it. Talked to my section manager.
They let you come work for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at the time, they was fine with it. And then I guess when it went up the ladder from there, they was like, look, let's just go ahead and cut him loose. But they actually paid me for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
So
cool.
I was cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out great. They kind of had an idea because I took all my vacation at the beginning of the year. So they had their doubts of whether or not I was going to be there. And I was, I kind of told a few people that I really trusted. It's like, look, don't make no plans for me after this date here.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much done.
Oh my gosh. So, and your wife is entrepreneurial herself, kind of a superstar, you know?
Oh yeah. She's a rock star at home. You know, she kind of keeps all the financials, all the school stuff. I do it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
If she asks me to do it, I'll do my best, but she kind of handles all that.
She's a rock star realtor on top of all of that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, she's a rock star realtor.
You made it sound like she just cooks you gumbo all day or something. No.
Chicken fries.
Yeah. Oh, that's the family favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Chicken fries, huh?
Yeah, okay. Put an air fryer.
Yes.
But she does make a mean spaghetti.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody thinks they have the best spaghetti. You know that?
You don't have nothing. Even though you're Italian, you ain't got nothing on this.
Okay. I mean,
I'll put you to the test. I'll put it.
I got to give somebody else credit. Justin Hutchinson of 368 Media said everybody, no matter what culture, you know, you come from, background, whatever, thinks they have the best spaghetti in Louisiana, at least, right? So that is our festival. Like, if we throw a festival in Zachary, you should do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, all you do is just fun. Bowl a big old pot of noodles and everybody just cooks their meat and sauce or wherever they want to do it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Chili Fest is fun. Have you ever won an award at one of those cooking festivals? Because you're no stranger to a black pot.
I think there was one award. We came in second. I don't know. It was a rigged event. I think Ricky actually won.
Oh, you were on Ricky's team? Okay.
No, it wasn't on Ricky's team.
What, for a crawfish?
No. Was it the crawfish bowl?
Ricky McDavid won the People's Choice crawfish one year.
Yeah.
And he just spent a lot of money on putting, like, lobster and king crab and all these other things. Probably, like.
It was a rigged event, you know, for sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if Raquel listens to this or not, but.
Hopefully still, yeah. There was another event recently that you kind of stole the show on. I guess go ahead and tell us. You were up against Porch and Parish and Apple Notaries. We got bracketed with Parish Dumpsters, Apple Notaries, and Porch and Parish. Mm-hmm. And I don't see why. I guess we were services. Yeah. That's it. We were services.
Professional and service.
And you won. So congratulations.
I appreciate
just want to say that in front of everybody.
Appreciate that. Yeah.
Yep.
But y'all do a great job too. You know.
Thank you. Just not as good as.
Well, I'm not gonna say that.
As you, you know.
I'm not gonna say that.
In the garbage business. So okay, let's just move on. All right. So, what are your future plans for Parish? Can it grow more?
Oh yeah, 100%.
And it must be said that you are full time. This is not some side hustle because I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Run a couple dumpsters on a side hustle.
This is a full-time gig.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I plan on, you know, growing it tremendously, you know, having a couple hundred, dumpsters.
We going porta potties? What do we do?
Maybe, maybe not. That's a whole different ballgame, too. But,
yeah. that one would require.
But
I can see you taking the kids on that run.
I just, you know, when they get older, hey, look, you got to start with somewhere.
Yeah.
Got to start with the porta cans. But it is something to look into because it matters. Any home construction needs or stuff like that, you know, a lot of time there's a porta can, you know. Mm-hmm. So it is something to look into because you already have the dump share.
I don't know who it was, but somebody was talking about, they had this great idea for a quad urinal. Oh, Stephen Mayrone locally. He has a patent on a quad urinal. Sorry to gross everybody out. But, yeah, like, he's a physical therapist and all. But he showed me the diagram one day. I was like, dude, who are you? I mean, he's already a doctor because he's a physical therapist. But
like a quad porta potty or like a quad urinal?
A quad porta urinal.
Oh, okay.
Which now I got everybody trying to imagine like how that works. I'm sorry. Moving on.
Yeah.
Hard segue over to the family. I knew this would be interesting, man. So tell us a little bit about the this is too much of a hard segue. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
The Castillo Agency has provided the insurance our community needs at a price you can afford since 1982. The family-owned and woman-led insurance agency is ready to help you insure your home, car, boat, and business. Owner Danette Castillo is president and member of the Professional Insurance Agents of Louisiana Association and a proud community partner. When you work with Castillo Agency, you're supporting a locally owned small business. Learn more about the Castillo Agency at castelloagency.com. That's C-A-S-T-E-L-L-O agency.com. Or give them a call at 225-654-2313. Castillo Agency, insuring our community.
All right, we're back with Dustin Binzer, who was just recently featured in the family edition of Portion Parish, and he is the recent winner of the Best in Services Award for the Zachary Chamber of Commerce 2023. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. So tell us about the adoption journey. This is actually some pretty cool stuff here. So how many kids are we starting out with, and how do you end up meeting everyone? So take us completely through.
Keep listening. We'll be right back.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
So when we started out with two kids, you know, had two kids, Calvin mm-hmm. Mills, and we decided to have a third one. And come to find out, you know, after months and probably a year goes by, figured out, you know, we'd need a little assistance to have a third mm-hmm. kid if we wanted to.
Yeah.
And it's always been a big dream of Lizzie to adopt a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go through the process because, you know, we got several friends that's adopted and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. we decided to go ahead and get the process started. Thinking, okay, maybe, you know, get the process started.
Yeah.
And we may end up having a kid on our own. If not, you know, we've gone this far.
Yeah.
So it was actually a pretty quick process. I think it was, I don't know, 6-8 weeks maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
We got a phone call on a Friday or it was a Friday?
Yeah.
Friday or Wednesday, we got a phone call
mm-hmm.
and saying that, hey, look, we got match. We FaceTimed the parents or the grandparents
yeah.
that night, and the next Wednesday, they was down here.
So it was kind of like applying for a car loan and no, I'm just kidding. It was simple.
It wasn't.
I don't imagine that would be a simple process.
And again, I'm gonna have to give points to the wife because she was the one that
probably
had
like yeah. hours of yeah. paperwork.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was just like, you know, she would say, "Hey, look, you need to go get your fingerprints."
Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but the back end was, you know, doing the profile story, doing a profile book. So mm-hmm. that's the book that you know the parents would read and look over and stuff like that. So she did all that.
Yeah.
So I had to give props for her on that. I kind of just sat back and.
Yeah.
The one thing I can say is.
yes.
They pointed out that my hair color, they really liked that versus the whole book. It was more me having red hair.
Crazy.
So.
Yeah. So describe why that mattered.
Because the little boy, Benjamin Michael,
mm-hmm.
is redhead.
And his name was already Ben?
So. We have Benjamin Michael and Mila Blake.
Yeah.
They're both their names were already, you know,
yeah.
set. That was one of the.
Ben Benzer sounds like a freaking superhero, man. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
So, and that was one of the requests from the grandparents if we wouldn't change their names. And
yeah.
We kind of agreed.
That's weird. Yeah. yeah. I mean, not.
Yeah.
I don't mean that's
yeah,
a harsh word. Okay.
It's kind of like there were 6 months
it's
old
uncomfortable,
at the time. Yeah. It's kind of, more or less uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, but the funny thing about that was. our first appointment to, mm-hmm. you know, have help, you know, trying to have a kid mm-hmm. was actually the day that the twins were born. So
that say that again for me.
So the date that we had set an appointment mm-hmm. to go have, you know, I don't know what the correct verbiage would be, but we had an appointment to go try to have a kid.
Yeah.
And that date was the same date that the twins were born. So December 10th.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So okay.
It was just kind of like kind of stars aligned.
Yeah.
And then Benjamin is my grandfather's first name and also my brother's first name. And Michael is my middle name. So it's same as.
So he's got a family name.
Yeah, pretty much.
Incredible. Yeah.
And then he's got red hair on top of that.
Yeah.
So. It was just kind of like meant to be.
Yeah, yeah. And these, I mean, I have to attest, these kids are so cute. You always see them run. I mainly see them riding around on the back of your golf cart. And then they get out and come and terrorize my yard and stuff.
Kinda, we've kind of upgraded pull all my flowers to where, out. You know, they want to ride their scooters now.
Yeah.
Or walk. They don't want to ride no more. They want to either ride their scooters, ride their bikes, stuff like that. So
knowing you, you're going to have them drive the golf cart at by age three or so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right. Okay, and so he threw in there also that, you know, while you're adopting, you find out you're having a child, right?
No.
No? When did you find out you're having a...
This was after. This is here recently. Yeah, we found out, you know. I think we've had the twins. They'll be three this December. We got them when they were 6 months old. So we've had them almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And then our...
Thinking that you couldn't have any more kids or it was just not going to happen. But, yeah.
You know, and not then, unless we'd have to have help. You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
surprise.
I mean, how's the sleep schedule going for y'all?
She is an awesome sleeper. And that's one thing we're blessed with. All of our kids have been great sleepers.
Yeah, nice.
You know, the twins, they'll go down at 7:30 and sleep till 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, they still take a 3-4 hour nap during the day.
Yeah.
The new baby... She eats, sleeps, and poops.
Yeah.
Goes to bed around 8 o'clock, and she won't wake up till, you know, sometimes she'll wake up at 4, but normally it's between 5 and 6, she'll wake up.
Yeah.
So.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Complain about that.
So that was kind of the joke when I asked you what your last vacation was, because that might just be your last vacation
pretty
ever.
Pretty much.
No. Yeah. No. We actually managed to get up to Colorado with 4 kids. And a particularly rambunctious 2-year-old. And, you know, if y'all saw pictures out there, it was absolutely stunning, you know. But seriously, just the logistics of getting kids through an airport.
Oh, yeah.
It made me so weary. It was just really very challenging. Like almost getting attacked by elks and all kinds of things. And so I don't want to travel that far with kids again, even though it was an amazing trip.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll just... check out Mississippi or something. Maybe look, North Zachary.
You just gotta either go split it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Half y'all go this time, half you know, y'all kind of meet up.
Yeah.
Or just bring a nanny.
A nanny. That's interesting.
Yeah.
We kind of did that for Disney World. There's like the secret lion helper. Did y'all do that too?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can hire this company that helps you get through lines at Disney World, and they actually can wait with your kids and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That'd
be pretty cool.
Yeah. Go see your local travel agent, and they'll help you maybe with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever experience any sort of, like, I don't know, moments where you just freak out, like you just got too much going on? 'Cause
all the time.
You do?
Yeah.
So this is normal?
Oh.
Okay, I'll... quit paying a shrink.
Yeah. It's just normal.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really do have a lot going on. And there are other businesses that you're involved with that you're just like, let's not talk about those. But, I mean, y'all are real estate people, so there's that.
Yeah. Rental properties.
Yeah.
So.
But, and none of that stuff is particularly easy. It's not just everything's on autopilot.
Right.
So y'all are really, really working the farm over there. So.
Mm-hmm.
What are your, y'all still aspire to anything different, you know, after this? Or, like, what, are you already just living the big dream?
Just, you know.
You got to hold it down now?
Yep. That's it. You know, just hold it down. You know,
yeah.
Just live life.
Yeah. All right. I'm there with you, man. Well, we will catch you next time, man. Just I want you to know you're welcome here anytime.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. No hard feelings about taking the old Chamber Award. I'm gonna get you next year.
That's all right. You know, it's good to be runner up too.
Yeah. You know what? if you're not first, you're last, isn't it? Yeah, you know, that's not how I live my life. You could be second.
That's right.
Could be third. Mm-hmm. We almost named Bobby Ricky.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, but we because my father-in-law's name is Rick.
Oh, really?
Richard. So okay. It would have been Ricky Bobby. But, you know, I thought that might become a problem for him later.
I still think he's called Ricky Bobby in the neighborhood, though.
Yeah. All right. That is it for this week's episode of Porch and Parish, the podcast with Dustin Binzer. Binzer, it's been a pleasure to have you here today, and I hope you know you are welcome back anytime, man. Huge shout out to our community partners who stand with us in our mission to make Zachary a place where every resident feels heard and engaged. Thanks to the generosity and support of our community partners, the magazine, podcast, and everything you see online is possible and free because of them. To learn more about Binzer at Parish Dumpsters, go to parishdumpsters.com, right?
That's it.
The three T's that make up quality of life in Zachary happen to tie into this very well. Pick up trash when you see it, foster technology at any expense, and embrace an attitude of tolerance for diverse voices, because those voices are the creative engines that will drive the success of our economy. I'll add a fourth T in honor of Binzer today. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Keep this place clean, right?
That's right.
I mean, seriously, we see your dumpsters everywhere on frontage, mm-hmm. but when we clean up all the trash, it increases the whole feel for everybody,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Yeah.
So we have 18 and 30-yard dumpsters, so if you need any dumpster rentals, just give me a shout at 225-206-5573.
Yeah. And go check it out, one of their dumpsters in front of Whimsical Alley right now.
That's right.
Where we're doing a cleanup, thanks to you, buddy. So catch y'all next time. Enjoy life in the Z.